These people fled their homes 3 months ago to save their lives. A gang took over their neighborhood. Some of their homes were set on fire. Those who resisted were killed. Sheila Filou says they have nothing left and need food desperately.
Nobody is coming here to help us or bring us anything. All of these people sleep here. When it rains, we're flooded. Any possibility we have to leave the country, we'll leave. We're living like animals.
This is the reality for people in Haiti right now. Violent gangs control more than 80% of the capital, Port-au-Prince.
These people have nowhere to go. They were forced out of their neighborhoods because of the fighting going on between rival gangs. Many have lost their relatives. They say they're desperate and afraid.
McKinley is 12 years old. He's just one of the dozens of children living here.
We cannot find enough food. My house was burnt and so is my wheelchair. My knees hurt when I move.
Fighting and kidnappings are common across the country. The police are outnumbered and outgunned. Prime Minister Ariel Henry has requested international assistance to help the government fight the gangs.
The situation is a dire.
But the Organization of American States says deploying an international force is not easy.
But it's difficult as well to do those kind of things without a clear mandate. Countries are very wary of sending, troops or sending security forces abroad without a clear international mandate that would give them some kind of legal protection. So those are the things that are in discussion right now on the table. The willingness is there. Now we need to find the how.
At a government office in the center of the city, hundreds are lining up to get a passport to leave the country. But finding a place to go is becoming increasingly difficult.
Every month, they have meeting about Haiti, but what is happening? Nothing. They talk about special forces. Where are the special forces? Nothing. The Haitian people right now need to live in peace, and everyone here wants to live in their country.
Millions of Haitians are in desperate need of help. Chaos has once again taken over their lives, and it seems unlikely the situation will get better anytime soon. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Port-au-Prince.